Well, I thought that it was fun to just watch the guys compete in a kind of a different setting than what we've been doing for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And it'll be interesting when I start watching the film and kind of evaluate each guy and the groups. But I like the way both teams competed, especially in the second half when the game was close and it was tight. A lot of things to work on, a lot of possessions that were just empty on both ends. But I thought defensively, we did a decent job on some ball screens. Other ball screens were late and weren't really as aggressive as we need to be. But all in all, we'll just try and learn from it. We probably won't get to it till Saturday, I imagine. We'll spend a little bit of time tomorrow trying to figure out this team that's coming in to play us on Friday. But I like what I saw, and from that I'll take any questions.
You had a couple of freshmen lead both sides in scoring. Is that something that surprises you, or after watching them practice, can you see Will Sack and Nick, the guys that can?
Well, I think you see in freshmen, especially these two kids tonight. I mean, they have flashes of really good play. Some days really awesome, and then the next couple of days are struggling a little bit. And so that'll be the key for us, is to find the consistent guys who these consistent young guys that can actually help us. The blue team got off to a terrible start, but you start looking out there and trying to break it down, and you got one guy that didn't play last year, one guy that didn't play the last 2 years, another guy that didn't play the last 2 years, and I think they're a little nervous. We were really stale offensively, didn't play on attack very much. That blue team and white team came out and just buried shots and got behind. But second half, I thought that both teams actually competed better. White team turned it over quite a bit, but I like those young guys. I think that we're going to have to find a whole group of them that are going to play consistent minutes for us.
Did you divide it up that way on purpose? It seemed like the veterans, maybe this.
Yeah, this is what kind of happens. You split the thing up with the guys who know the most seem to play the most, and so I kind of, especially the post guy, I wanted Braden and Jacob to play a lot of minutes tonight, and so that's why I had kind of those other post guys on there, because it forces everyone to keep them on the floor, and I think both of them fouled out, but they I thought that they had some real flashes. Braden had some really aggressive plays early in the game, and Jake hit a few jump shots, so trying to build that whole group. We knew we weren't going to play Nate a lot. Nate's a guy we're trying to monitor a little bit just to get to the season, and then hopefully we can get him to be really aggressive from November 13th to April 1st.
Do any of those injuries, those long-term, or are you just expecting everybody to be back start
of
the season?
Yeah, I expect everybody to be ready for the season. We'll see. The thigh bruise with Chase will probably set him back a while. They're really painful, and whenever he gets ready to where he can get back and play, I'm sure he'll have a big pad on there. I mean, he took a really direct collision from Braden's knee on that drive. So.
About Kyle, you expect him back this week, next week?
Yeah, I think we'll wait as long as we can with Kyle. And a lot of it is, he really wants to jump back in there and get going again, and we want him in there. But, we want to make sure that we give tendonitis is an interesting issue, and we'll just consult all the doctors and our trainers and Kyle and his group and find out when's the best time to get him back.
What about Corbin? Is it just
Corbin's got a slight hamstring, that's another thing that we'll know probably a lot more tomorrow or the next day of how it's responding for him. He played really hard yesterday in practice, and I love the energy and you know, the enthusiasm and the urgency that he plays with. Big guy. Well, we want to be careful with this and make sure we got it right for him before he gets back out there. He's a guy that I don't think you can put out there and tell him to maybe play half speed or play, you know. He's gonna go all the way, so hopefully we can get it right before he goes back out.
Anything else?
A couple of you guys there in that first half just came up really strong. Corey, Elijah, Zach, obviously.
Yeah. Zach had a great shooting night tonight, and you know it's interesting that Zach was a big scorer in high school, and so was Corey. Corey's a big scorer in high school, and Elijah was a big scorer. So you get those guys came out and. And in these kind of games, I've kind of found over the years that the team where the head coach is opposite of, those dudes really come out hard, and they're going to make sure that they play their best against the guy, and that's kind of how it turned out. But I thought it was pretty even as we split it up, and I thought it would be a pretty competitive game, and it ended up that way.
About Arizona Christian?
Yeah, we actually have seen they scrimmaged last week, and so we've been able to take a look at it. And it's a team that presses, play fast, it's a full court game. They scored 109 points, I think, in the scrimmage they played the other night. So expect it to be a pretty fast paced game. We can really see, I think, in this game how the officials are going to call a really aggressive. Physical defensive team, so that'll be good for us. I really believe that these two exhibition games, along with all of the things we need to figure out as a coaching staff and our players, how this game's going to be called is a big factor in this process too. So I'm interested to see how that happens.